Dreamscape presents When the Earl Met His Match by Stacey Reed, narrated by Madeline Leslie. Prologue. Scotland, 1817.
Lord preserve us, milady! Surely a creature such as this one will not hesitate to attack us. Is it wise to feed it?
Ignoring the overly dramatic warning of Sarah, her lady's maid, Lady Phoebe Francesca Maitland lowered a piece of succulent roast onto the snow-covered ground near the creature in question. It appeared to be a wolf, and the very first one she'd ever seen outside of a picture book. The large grey and black animal seemed half-starved, pained, its upper lips curved into a vicious snarl, even as a tear leaked from its eye. Despite the chill in the air, Phoebe unhooked her dark green redingote, spread it to the ground, and lowered to her knees to peer at the animal hidden in the underbrush. It stared back at her, its dark eyes piercing and cautious. Phoebe carefully pushed the piece of roast closer, hoping to tempt the animal into eating. She could see its ribs, yet the creature would not come forward for the succulent offering she had bid Sarah secure from one of their picnic baskets.
"Please eat," she whispered, her throat aching. "It must hurt to be so hungry, and you are stubborn. I can see the drool on your mouth."
The large beast whined and pushed back even further into the bushes. Had it been abused? She dearly hoped not.
"Why won't you eat? The person who has been watching atop the hill is coming closer, milady."
Sarah sounded appropriately alarmed. She had mentioned several minutes ago that she had spied someone up the hilly incline staring down at them. Since that person had made no effort to approach, Phoebe had not been too terribly worried. There were a couple of footmen in shouting distance if assistance was needed. "Is it a gentleman or a lady, Sarah?"
"I cannot tell as yet, milady.
Oh, it seems to be a young lady," Sarah said, shifting cautiously closer, but still a fair distance from the creature she seemed to believe would rip their throats out at any moment.
"And she is most assuredly approaching us."
The sound of a boot heel crunching into the snow echoed behind her. "Are Jeffers and Thomas still nearby?" Phoebe asked of the footman who had kept a discreet but protective distance as she had walked away from the carriages.
"Yes, milady."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?